Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Yards on the play. Tackled by 52, Stephen Duha. The Hornet line doing it again tonight. Getting them some yardage. Ethan Bindle and Cruz Salazar, the guards on that one, trying to seal the deal. Play comes in from the sideline for the Hornets. We're down to 2:40 remaining in this first half. 22-22, our score. Ball is between the hash marks. And awaiting the center is Shep. One man wide to the left side. There's the snap. Pitch for a running play. Dosh following his blockers, cuts inside, still grooving. He's got about 6 yards. Short of the first down, gets to the 36. Tackled by Mason Hurd of Prairie du Chien. That will bring up a third down play for the Hornets. Brady Dosh, the workhorse on the ground for the Hornets. Jaden Shep brings the play in again from the sideline. We're less than 2 minutes remaining in this first half. Oh, must be starting to rain. Some folks are getting the umbrellas out. Third down play. Fingerson splits out to the near side. Hornets with three men on the far side. Shep in the backfield takes the shotgun snap. Backs up looking. Now dumps it over to the far side intended for Fingerson. And it's incomplete. And that brings up fourth down. Oh, it was just a little behind him. And again, you start to, when it started raining, it's coming down pretty good. Folks are scrambling to cover things up. You can see the rubberized track out in front of us getting pretty wet and slick already. So that might have had something to do with that pass, which it looked like kind of slipped and went behind the receiver. Fourth down at about a yard for the Hornets from the 35. It looks like they will punt it away. Liam Fingerson. Back to punt right around the 35. Good snap. And Fingerson will boom this one. That ball bounces. And then the Prairie receiver picks it up. Mason Hurd looking for a block. Gets it. Now up to the 45 and the 46-yard line. Ooh, somebody lost a helmet on the tackle. That was Mason Hurd. He's up and all right. Tackle made by Kaizen Schwitzenberg. And after a Hornet punt. And I think that might be the first one tonight, yes. First one for Richland Center this evening. And there's a Hornet that's a little bit banged up. Oh, that's tackle, or guard, I should say, a guard. That's Cruz Salazar being helped off the field. May have turned an ankle. So Hornets with him out, that could be costly. We'll see if they can get him wrapped up to return. Got the good sports medicine crew here as always. So here we go. Prairie du Chien with a minute 21 remaining in this first half of play. We're tied at 22. Well, even if, however the game ends, it's been a memorable first half, that's for sure. Prairie du Chien up to the football. The Blackhawks take it over on their own 47-yard line. Sutter awaiting the snap, takes it, hands off to the halfback. Running left side is Jackson. Bounds into the pile out to the 49-yard line, and Prairie will use a timeout. Second down and 9 in just a moment. Clock stops with a minute 15 in the first half here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you looking for unbeatable deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction, your go-to for scoring big from the comfort of your home. Bid on state and local municipal surplus with new auctions posted daily. From cars, trucks, boats, and tools to collectibles, jewelry, equipment, and even firearms. You never know what you'll find. Head over to WisconsinSurplus.com now so you don't miss today's treasures. And don't forget to follow Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook for updates and featured items. Happy bidding!
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Timeout is over. Prairie du Chien with the football near the 50-yard line. Second down. There's the snap. Back to throw is Sutter. And he throws one left side. He's got a man wide open, and he steps out of bounds after the catch. Ashton Lant. First down, Prairie in Richland Center territory at the 37-yard line. So the sticks will move on again. Clock stops after the man went out of bounds. A minute 9 remaining in the first half. Other scores in the Filney flip phone. This may be a little bit of a surprise. Dodgeville leading River Valley 14-13 at half. The Dodgers have played everyone tough this year, and so has River Valley for that matter. Also, AccuWeather saying rain ending in 17 minutes here at the Vitus Rupp Field. So thank you for your optimism there, Mr. Tim Feed. First and 10, there's the snap from center. Handoff, running play up the gut. Prairie's got a little room. First down, pushing their way to the Richland Center 21 before the stop is made. So that was a good run. Deacon Cheeseborough with the run, and Prairie going, hurry up now. First and 10 from the 21. Shotgun snap. Quarterback throwing left side. He's got a man wide open, and he steps out of bounds right around the 13. Caught by Mason Hurd. And Prairie running downhill, trying to take the lead before the end of the half. They are orchestrating this really well. Going to the sideline and getting out of bounds so as they don't have to use a timeout unless they absolutely have to. Dodgers leading the Brewers 2-0 in the bottom of the first, and I have an Asian beetle on my phone, too. I don't know what that means. Anyway, second down and short yardage for Prairie du Chien. Ball inside the 14, right around the 13-yard line. Second down and a yard for Sutter and the Prairie du Chien offense. Kimbler, the center. There's the snap. Back to throw is Sutter. Steps up in the pocket. Guns it. It's intercepted. There's a flag on the play. Richland Center picks it off. And that is a nice run back. He's going to get away from the crowd. Nowhere to go on the near side for the Hornets. Stepping back inside is Baker. He could go all the way. One man to beat. And he is finally brought down by Weston Marks down around the 5-yard line. Wow! Hornets with a big return on the pickoff by Brenton Baker. We'll see what the officials say. Does it stand or does it come back? Flags way back at the 10-yard line of Prairie, and the man with the white hat coming back to talk it over. Wow! 30 seconds remaining in this first half, 22 apiece. Umbrellas are out at a Vitus Rupp Field. I think the amazing run back by Baker will be nullified. At least that's the initial reaction from the crowd and the players. So the officials continuing in conference down there. That came pretty close. If the play would stand, that came pretty close to being a 100-yard interception return for a touchdown because Brenton Baker was in the end zone when he made the catch and took it all the way back to the other side before Marks caught him inside the 10-yard line at the other end of the field. So we'll wait and see what the call is. And it's going to be a pass interference against the Hornets. So that does nullify the interception, of course. Prairie will have another crack at it with 30 seconds to play. The ball will be placed again right back inside the 5-yard line. And now with that rain happening, I have a little bit more trouble keeping the ball dry. So they've got someone stationed on the near side with towels to keep the ball dry. It's not a hard rain, but just enough to kind of moisten things up here. So now a big discussion on where the ball will be placed. Will give us a chance to check some more scores. Ithaca leading New Lisbon 35-0 at halftime. Bangor 33, Hillsboro 15 at the break. So it is a first down, first and goal, and a timeout by the Richland Center defense. 30 seconds remaining here. We're tied at 22 in the first half at Avitus Rip Field on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Whether it's your main hustle or your side gig, if you've got a business, you need the right coverage. Don't let one slip turn into a costly trip. Protect it with business insurance from Julie Karen State Farm. We offer a wide variety of policies that are thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. From shops to farms, contractors to creators, we've got you covered. Call Julie Karen State Farm today or start a quote anytime at juliekarens.com. Business insurance made simple, local, and dependable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens. And we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers. But we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Prairie du Chien football, 30 seconds remaining in the half. First and goal at the Richland Center's 6-yard line. Caden Sutter, the quarterback, under center, out of the eye. Hand off right side, running back is going to be number one. Moving on into the end zone is Darian Jackson. And a touchdown, and Prairie du Chien takes the lead. Darian Jackson, who hasn't had a lot of calls until you get down around the goal line, and the junior scores again, and a 6-yard TD. That comes with 25 seconds to play in the half. The Hornets after the punt. Prairie du Chien getting a couple of big plays to get into position. It was a good return after the punt at the 47-yard line. So 53-yard drive culminating in a 6-yard Jackson touchdown. Sutter is the holder, and the ball is going to be blocked, and the Hornets scramble on it. And so they keep Prairie from scoring. That makes it 28-22. Prairie in the lead now with 25 seconds remaining. We'll take our final timeout of the half and be back with more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Water is essential to life. And at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community with over 50 years of experience. They provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Get your yard ready for fall with Select Ace Insect Killers, 2 for just $8. Break up those leaves easy with Ace Poly Tine or Steel Tine Leaf Rakes and save $10 on Select Paint and Exterior Paint gallons for your outdoors projects. Stock up now and tackle your home with and yard with tools and savings you need. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It has been a long, eventful half. Still not over. 25 seconds to go. There's the end-over-end kick by DeHart. Taken by Baker. Back around the 5 to the 10, the 15 to the 20. Spun around to the left side. No, that's Shep. Shep returns it all the way to the 33-yard line. Just get used to saying Duncan Harper and Brenton Baker back there. And that was Jaden Shep returning it tonight. So he takes it back to around the 31-yard line. And that's where Richland Center will take over for its possession here with just 18 seconds remaining in the first half. Prairie with its first lead at 28-22. Hornets led 7-0 early, 14-7, 22-7. And now Prairie has scored 21 unanswered points. Prairie, now the Hornets look like they might be in a position where they may just take a knee and go to halftime. Awaiting the snap is Shep, and he will kneel on it, and that'll be the final play of the half here on Parents' Night 2025. It's been an eventful first half of action, to say the least. Prairie du Chien leads it 28-22 at intermission. We'll be back with more after our Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. High school football coming your way tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Today we talk about the Richland Center Ithaca Cross Country Boys winning the conference title last night at Platteville. Here is Coach Eric Mindum.
Yeah, it was a great night. The boys team was maybe a little tense before the race. They knew they had a shot to go out there and win it. So it was really just a matter of going out and running our race and not trying to play hero and just doing what we needed to do and running the same race we've run all year. And they were able to accomplish it. And so a lot of pride on the team. It was really exciting to just see them go out and accomplish something that they set their minds to this offseason.
You know, it's one thing to look on paper and say, we got a shot. But you got to go out and prove it. And so the pressure was on a little bit, wasn't it?
It was, and when you're running against a team like Dodgeville Mineral Point, a team that's been there, done that, they're in the mix every single year, and, defending champs themselves, it's kind of a pressure on us to do something we haven't done in a long time. And so, as coaches, we were just trying to take as much of that pressure off the guys as we could and get them to relax a little bit. They put on all the training. It was just a matter of going out and seeing it through.
Some Richland Center school history. That's pretty special to do it 50 years later, isn't it?
Coach Haig had some great teams there in the 70s and a good group of guys running at the time, and they had a good group of girls come through in the 80s. So, it's been a long time since the boys' teams accomplished that. Credit to Ithaca as well and joining the co-op here. I think that's the first time Ithaca can now claim a conference title themselves in cross country. So all the way around, just really good effort by the teams.
You look at the future and you got some youngsters in the school system that might be interested in cross country just because of the success of this team, right?
That's really the hope, is to build a culture and build a program that others want to be a part of. As I was looking through the results, it was interesting and exciting to see we had the top two freshmen in the conference on our team last night. Freshman Owen Dreyer, individual champ as well in the conference, he was the top freshman. But freshman Braden Burns from Ithaca was the second fastest freshman in the conference last night. So we feel like, to credit to our senior class and all they've done on the boys' side, we feel like we've got some young runners coming up that are going to be carry this momentum forward too. And we're thankful to have the depth that we've had this season. Sam Jones from Ithaca had a great race last night. Brayson Garcia Bolin of Ithaca as well, pushing those center guys in front of them. So, we're hoping everybody can run their best race, but we feel like we have the depth there as a backstop that, if somebody doesn't bring their A game, that we can still, as a team, accomplish what we need to.
Eric Mindum, head coach of the Richland Center Ithaca Cross Country team. Good luck to them at next week's sectional in Wisconsin Rapids. I am Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Travis Wilson from Bound, Wisconsin is our guest here for the ninth week of the season. Here we go. This is kind of, it's almost like Christmas night for those that watch high school football, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Everybody's full of anticipation. Everybody's excited about, what's going to be ahead for a lot of teams. But there's also some teams that are on the border, on the bubble, on the edge of what's going to happen, whether they're going to get in the playoffs or not. And then, of course, a lot of teams are still looking forward to what's going to happen once they get in the playoffs. Where are they going to go? Who are they going to be matched up with? What kind of seed are they going to get? Is it going to be a home game? So a lot still to be determined, a lot that we'll find out tomorrow at 10 o'clock when the brackets are revealed, the qualifiers, and everybody knows what the situation is from there.
We've been waiting for this for, almost a year because it's been talked about for a long time since last year. And so we'll see. I'm guessing, as always, there'll probably be some people unhappy with draws and travel and those kind of things. But hopefully, for the most part, it goes smoothly, Travis.
Yeah, that's the hope. There was issues last year, to say the least. It was an eight-player team that was left out of the playoffs, and then Later in the day on that Saturday, got fixed and got put in. And of course, the big controversy was around a couple teams that were left out altogether of the playoffs that should have been in the postseason, and a couple teams then that got in that shouldn't have. And that was a big controversy during the playoffs. So the hope is that this new process, which takes out some of that human element in both the qualification and the seeding, the hope is this will go smoother. Things have gone well so far. They've been doing updates the last few weeks to see where things stand and you know, have an idea of what situations might be. Things have gone well with those, and hopefully that's the case tonight and tomorrow as well.
What's the scenario for your old alma mater, Richland Center? Win and get in for sure, but lose, they're on the bubble?
I think that's a very likely scenario. Right now they are 29th in Division 5. There's 32 teams that qualify for the postseason. If they win, certainly they would be in, and that win over Prairie du Chien would be a big one for their qualification and for seeding. Lose, and they're going to be on the proverbial bubble, potentially one of the last few to get in. I think there's a strong chance that they get in, even if they lose, but it would be they'd be sweating it out a little bit on Saturday morning. I think the win over Lancaster is essentially what would get them in. Lancaster is going to finish with a decent record. They're 4-4 right now, and take on New Glarus this week. So even if they finish 4-5, Lancaster, that's still a pretty decent win for Richland Center when it comes to, you know, determining those final few spots. So I'm pretty certain they're in either way, but they can certainly pretty much lock it up with a win over Prairie du Chien.
With River Valley, it was quite an exciting game last week with New Glarus, but they certainly are up for at least maybe even a tri-conference champion in the Southwest Conference, which could get them a home game, right?
Yeah, right now a three-way tie atop the standings, Prairie du Chien, River Valley, and New Glarus. And yeah, I think if River Valley can take care of business, they're likely somewhere in that three-seed range, which is going to get you a home game in the first game, and then would go on the road in the second game. Depends on how things shake out and how other teams do. I think most likely they're looking at a three seed if they, you know, if they end up where we think they would. If something happens and, you know, they lose by chance, which seems highly unlikely against Oddsville, but they're still in the playoffs. Just might drop a seed or two.
What about the Ithaca Bulldogs? They suffered a loss last week. Kind of costly against Brookwood, but they still have a shot, don't they?
They do. You know, it's been an interesting season for Ithaca. Hasn't necessarily gone the way, you know, I think they had anticipated and hoped, obviously. You know, had some designs on really making some noise in the Scenic Bluffs Conference, and it hasn't necessarily been the case. And a loss to Brookwood, excuse me, certainly knocks them down a little bit. If they take care of business against New Lisbon, they're in, and I think they're in either way. It's just a matter of where they're going to be seated. They're going to go on the road in level one, though. We know that, and it's just going to be a matter of who they're going to be matched up with and how that path might look.
Eight-player football begins on Saturday, and there are some teams in the area, North Crawford and Highland meeting, and DeSoto, I think, is in the playoffs. So that's exciting as they start their round this weekend, Travis.
Yeah, a different structure for eight-player, which means that the playoffs get started a little bit earlier this year for eight-player. But there are some really outstanding games and some games locally, or at least in Southwest Wisconsin, that are really interesting. You mentioned North Crawford and Highland playing again. Of course, they played in the regular season. They played twice last year as well. And then DeSoto takes on Belmont. So a rematch there also. A very competitive game the first time those two teams played. It was an overtime game. Belmont won that one in overtime. But that's certainly one of the better games in eight-player, Belmont and DeSoto. So, you know, we've talked about this before. Not as many eight-player teams in Southwest Wisconsin as maybe there should be, but there are some that are doing some good stuff, especially North Crawford, who's undefeated and looking like one of the better teams in eight-player this year.
Are there some win-to-get-in games tonight?
There's a bunch of them. You know, with the way the qualification system works, there's a lot of games that will impact playoff qualification in some capacity. But there's also some really good conference championship matchups. There's four games, actually, that pit teams that are undefeated in conference play, where it's winner-take-all. We have a great one, actually, right here in Southwest Wisconsin, the Six Rivers Conference. Potosi-Cassville and Blackhawk Warren, both undefeated, not only in conference, but overall, ranked in the top three of Division VII. A little bit farther away, also have Badger and Union Grove, again, both undefeated overall and in conference play. Same with Notre Dame and Oshkosh North. And then another winner-take-all showdown between Winneconne and Seymour this week.
When you look at the Reedsburg Beavers, what are you doing this week?
We're at Toma to close the regular season. Toma struggled this year, so looking to get some momentum going into the playoffs, get healthy a little bit. We're looking at likely a home game in Level 1 and then having to go on the road in Level 2. So we'll see how it all plays out and who we get matched up with. But, you know, our hope is that we're getting healthy and you know, hitting our stride here at the end of the year.
Most games, Travis, will be Friday night for 11-player football next week. Is that correct?
That's correct. The last couple of years, we have seen very, very few Saturday games, if at all. Now, conversely, for the first round of eight-player games this weekend, all of the eight-player games are on Saturday, in part because they're playing while 11-player is still in, you know, their regular season. There was a lot of you know, officials that were already wrapped up. So moving those games to Saturday allows more of the top officiating crews to be able to do an 11-player regular season game on Friday night and then do a 8-player playoff game on Saturday. So Saturday at 1 p.m. is the default. There's a couple games that are a little bit later in the day, but Saturday at 1, first round for 8-player this week. And then next week, I think you can expect that all or almost all of the Level 1 11-player games will be on Friday night at 7.
Looks like the brackets have been released for volleyball, and we're getting down there for cross country, so it's getting right down there for fall sports, isn't it?
It is. Had the first state championships have already been held in girls golf. The state tennis is coming up here. As you said, pretty much all the fall sports are moving into postseason play or close to postseason play, with playoff brackets released for boys soccer, boys and girls volleyball. They start postseason action next week. We're in the playoffs for football, so it's that that time of the year. We're a race to the finish right now.
We haven't talked much about it this year, but the Badger football team, that's kind of surprisingly, they have sunk this low, Travis.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to describe it. Low, I don't know if it can get much lower, but I'm fearful that it could with the schedule that they have remaining. Unfortunately, I'm not totally surprised. I wasn't necessarily a fan of the hire and some of the changes they made a few years ago, and they're paying the price for it now. And it's tough to see in general, and it's tough to see them, you know, find a way out of it. I don't know if they do. I don't know if they get it get moving in any direction this year. Again, especially with the schedule they have left, they will be the underdog in every game, and there's a decent chance that they don't win a game the rest of the year. Which I think would mean they would go winless in the Big Ten. I mean, they're in the territory where you know, they're getting to be irrelevant in the national discussion, in the Big Ten discussion. And unfortunately, you know, people are kind of moving on from the Badgers in the States, and the Brewers are in the playoff run. The Packers are looking good. So there's you know, a lot of attention turned elsewhere, and it shows at Camp Randall too. I haven't been to a game this year, but there was just an article in the State Journal this week about, in terms of actual attendance, not sold tickets, but actual attendance, they've been under 50,000 the last two games, which means lots of people are voting with their feet and choosing to do other things than go to Badger football.
All right, Badgers, Ohio State tomorrow. Travis, thanks so much. Good luck with your team, and we'll talk next week during the playoffs.
Sounds good. Thanks, Phil.
Travis Wilson from Bound, Wisconsin here on WRCO Sports.
As the winter months roll in, you or your loved ones may want to consider spending them with us at Eshbet Woodland Hills. Our getaway package allows you to receive extra help only in the months you may need it. Spend up to 3 months with us enjoying a furnished apartment, weekly housekeeping, meal services, and an excellent care staff. If you're interested, call 608-647-8931 for more information today.
The This is Tim Thede with WRCO Sports, and thank you for listening to our featured broadcast, Prairie du Chien at Richland Center. And right now at halftime, Prairie du Chien is leading Richland Center 28-22. Other scores in the area, all halftime scores, Dodgeville is leading River Valley 14-3. New Glarus is leading Lancaster 21-12. Right now at the half also, Ithaca is shutting out New Lisbon 35-0. Bangor is beating Hillsboro 33-15. Cashton shutting out Royal 17-0. And it's a close one, a low-scoring affair. Iowa Grant is leading Riverdale 6-0. Blackhawk Warren is leading Potosi-Cassville 22-7. Darlington over Belleville 28-0 at the half. Also at the half, Nakusa leading Mauston 22-0. Mount Hoare-Barneville 32-6 over Portage. And Fenimore is trailing Mineral Point 21-12. In the third quarter. And we'll take it back to Vitus Rip Field and Mr. Phil Nee right after this.
Looking for a rewarding part-time job? Culbison is now hiring part-time trip drivers to transport school sports teams, field trips, and operate a weekday morning shuttle to Spring Green, starting at 4 a.m. Monday through Friday. Starting trip pay, $17 an hour. You're paid for your entire trip time, including wait time. For more information, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Culbison Terminal on Highway 14 next to TC Auto Works.
On the go? Make Richland Mobile Mart your go-to stop. Fuel up your day with fresh coffee, donuts, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Need a quick meal? Grab a take-and-bake pizza, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and more all ready when you are. And don't forget your favorite beer, wine, and other liquor selections. Keep your ride clean with their touch-free automatic or self-serve car wash. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Richland Mobile Mart, West Side Richland Center.
Proud to serve our local community. City Utilities of Richland Center is committed to supporting our area youth. With a team of dedicated local professionals, we provide top quality service at the lowest possible cost for our water, wastewater, and electric customers. As a proud member owner of WPPI Energy, we're helping our community grow and thrive for the future. Richland Center, a public utilities community since 1880, working for you every day.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, open Wednesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
It's an extended halftime here at Richland Center High School. The band just started playing. In fact, after parents were introduced for all of the football program, the seniors were introduced for the band and some other recognition as well. The football game will start a little while later, and 28-22 is the score. Prairie du Chien in the lead. Recapping first half scoring, Hornets scored first on a Brady Dosh 60-yard touchdown pass from Jaden Shep. The Liam Fingerson point made it 7-0. Prairie du Chien answered with Darian Jackson running for a 65-yard run. Garrett DeHart's kick made it 7-7. Jaden Shep would open up again with a big run of 65 yards for the Hornets. That was with 5:30 remaining in the first. Liam Fingerson's kick made it 14-7. And at the end of the first, after a Prairie punt, Richland Center was driving. They drove all the way to the Prairie du Chien 17-yard line, threw a touchdown that was called back because of penalty. And then the Hornets missed a 38-yard field goal. Prairie du Chien got the ball back and unable to do anything with it, punted again. Hornets got it back, another big Brady Dosh run, 31-yard touchdown run, capping off the drive. Shep with a two-point run. That made it 22-7. That was with 5:55 remaining in the second, but in a short amount of time, Prairie du Chien able to score a total of 21 unanswered points. 69-yard touchdown pass from Caden Sutter to Ashton Lant, and the Garrett DeHart kick made it 22-14. Prairie was not done. The Hornets fumbled a kickoff return, and Prairie took over at the Richland Center 32 using a short field Darian Jackson with a one-yard run. The Sutter pass for two to Mason Hurd was good to tie the score at 22. And Prairie would score again with just 25 seconds remaining. Darian Jackson capped off a drive that began at Prairie du Chien's 47-yard line. Jackson's six-yard touchdown was good. The extra point was blocked by the Hornets, and that's how we stand at halftime. 28-22, Prairie du Chien in the lead. Coming up, we'll have more at halftime, and we'll also be checking a few more notes on the first half and a look ahead to the second half as well. Following this two-minute timeout, you're listening to high school football coverage on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you looking for the perfect Friday night fish dinner? The Phoenix Center and Richland Center has you covered. Every Friday, starting at 4 p.m., they serve up delicious deep-fried or baked fish, dine in, or take it to go. Open every day at 11 a.m., the Phoenix Center is still your local favorite for food, fun, and family time. From mouth-watering pizza to a night of bowling, it's the go-to destination for good times and great meals. Call 649-7469 to order from the Phoenix Center.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Some other scores tonight. It is 21-12 Mineral Point on a kickoff return to start the third in that game. Some games already at the end of the third quarter. Looks like a lead right now for the team. I always get the team mixed up. I've got to look at the lineup. Benton, Scales, Mound, Scholesburg. I don't know why I can ever remember that. I get an abbreviation, BSMS, from one of our friends down south. But that's what that is. Benton, Scales, Mount, Scholesburg, 7-6 over Southwestern East Dubuque. That game going on tonight as well on the final night of the regular season. Some of the football co-ops are getting as bad as some of the wrestling co-ops when you have to remember all of the schools that go with it. We have some during wrestling, and Bill does a tremendous job of remembering, but you'll have five schools in the co-op or tri-op or quad-op or five-op or whatever it is. But sometimes, yeah, it's hard to remember them all. I like how the Sugar River Raiders do it. Belleville, New Glarus, I think it is, and someone else, but they call them Sugar River. Yeah, that's a lot easier. Here at halftime, 28-22, Prairie du Chien leading Richland Center. We'll be back in 2 minutes with more from WRCO Sports.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
Buying a new home? Selling? Refinancing? You're going to be asked to purchase title insurance. Get on the web, do a little research on what you're paying for, and then request a title company from your sales agent or banker. Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC, inviting you to visit our website at titleworks-rc.com. In our industry, if our job is done properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 647-7900.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. A family business serving the area since 1978, Heartland Christmas Trees is proud to provide handmade wreaths, garlands, and decorations along with free shaking and netting of every tree. Watch for Heartland Christmas Trees retail outlets to open during the next holiday season and plan to bring home the tradition of a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
WRCO. Richland Center marching band leaving the field now, and we're just about set for second half action to get underway. Prairie du Chien leading 28-22. Both teams have given up big plays here tonight, and one of the things that the Prairie's been able to do is stymie Richland Center in that regard and also take advantage of a major turnover that kind of turned the game as well. But Prairie now having scored 21 unanswered points on the Hornets. We'll get the ball to start this second half. And again, a key portion of the game for Richland Center. If they can keep them from scoring here and not give up the big yardage. Prairie's had a couple of plays in between time, in between the red zones, when they've been able to get it done. But again, we haven't had a chance to talk much about the red zone tonight because of the quick strikes that both teams have had. Here we go. There's the run-up and the end-over-end kick taken by the Prairie Hawks back around the 10-yard line. The return man up to the 20, 25. Bulls through the pile out to the 34-yard line. Quick return by Mason Hurd. Tackled by Richland Center and one of the special teams guys. That was Holden Graub, I believe, but there is a flag on the play. Prairie du Chien guilty of a flag holding. Prairie is quarterback by Caden Sutter. Darian Jackson and Brock Radloff are the receivers. Mason Hurd and Ashton Lant as well will alternate in, and Deacon Cheeseborough, the fullback. Hornets on the defense. Jake Schlom, nose guard. Holden Graub, linebacker, along with Brady Dosh and Kaizen Schwitzenberg. Defensive end, James McGowan for the Hornets. And also Tate Perkins. Secondary, Jaden Shep, Bronson Perkins. Also Kaizen Schwitzenberg, Duncan Harper, Brenton Baker. Prairie du Chien with a play from scrimmage, running up the gut for a couple of yards after the penalty yardage. The ball was marked at the 23, and Prairie runs it to around the 26-yard line. Second down and 6 yards to go for the Blackhawks. Tackle made by Kaizen Schwitzenberg. Prairie leading 28-22 in action here from Avitus Rip Field. Potentially the final game of the year here, I would guess. But I always think it's a shame when you get to the playoffs, too. They don't have neutral sites until the fourth level, and by that time they usually use turf. But they used to use a lot of neutral sites, which was pretty awesome. Second down play. Here goes the handoff or running play. Finding his way around the left side is Jackson for some yardage. Darian gets out to the 30, to the 31. Following a couple blocks by his big lineman, that'll bring up third down at about 2 yards to go. Some games already becoming finals. Ithaca has defeated New Lisbon tonight, 35-6. The final in that one. Maybe it was a running clock. If Ithaca got up 35-0, New Lisbon may have scored late. Might have been part of the reason that one is already done. Third down for Prairie du Chien. Ball is right around the 30-yard line, their own. Caden Sutter looks it over. He's under center, awaits the snap, handoff. Running play going left side. Cheeseborough breaks the corner. He's got a first down. One out of bounds around the 39-yard line after a gain of about 10. Looked like he had a lot of green down the sideline, but his momentum kind of took him out of bounds. And the chains will move, sticks will move for Prairie du Chien. Coach Campbell giving out all of the words on the far sideline there for the Prairie du Chien Blackhawks. And they will break committee up to the football from the 35-yard line. 10:20 remaining in the third quarter. Prairie leading by a sixth spot. Shutter under center. Line is set, operating out of the eye, and the quarterback is back to throw. Pocket breaks down. He breaks a huddle, and he won't break that one as he is going to be brought down for a quarterback sack by a host of Hornets. Kaizen Schwitzenberg, one of the first fellows there. Some others causing some stress for the quarterback of Prairie du Chien. And that'll bring up second down. Bronson Perkins also credited by Leif Carlson, the public address announcer here at Richland Center High School. Some help from a cast of characters out there. I don't know who you trust, but that's the way it goes. Ken Feed is out there. Second down and about 14 yards to go after the loss by Prairie du Chien, operating from their own 31-yard line. Sutter under center, long snap count, whistles, stop the play. Too much time, I believe, is the call. Delay of game backs it up 5 yards, puts it back to around the 26-yard line. Some rain that has, it looks like, passed through it. I don't believe we're getting any right now. I can judge by whether the fans have umbrellas up. And it looks like they don't. We had a couple of warnings before the game started that there could be some lightning coming through around 8:30, but we've kind of gotten by that, it appears. Maybe the next best opportunity for rain or a thunderstorm would be late tonight, around midnight or so. Long after this one is complete. Second down at about 19 yards to go for the Prairie du Chien Hawks. There's the snap from center. Handoff, running play, and crashing through the left guard area for a couple of yards as the running back gets to the 29. Covered pretty well, Darian Jackson. Brought down by Tate Perkins and a host of Hornets. Holden Grob coming up from the back, and then Brady Dosh. Third down for Prairie, and third and a long way to go. About 17 for a first down. Prairie must get to its own 46 for a first down. Prairie in committee. They will break huddle and head to the football, leading 28-22. This would be a big third down stop for the Hornet defense, coached by Chris Clerken. There's a shotgun snap. Back to throw. The Prairie quarterback, he's got a man, wings it all the way along the sideline, and it's incomplete. There's a flag. Flag is going to be on the Hornet defender, Bronson Perkins. Turning back to get the ball was Ashton Lant. And penalty goes against Richland Center. So the penalty, not like the pros, you don't get the ball where the penalty was. It was a long ways downfield, but it'll be a 15-yarder and a first down for Prairie du Chien. The officials will mark it off from the line of scrimmage and take it out. 28-22 in favor of the Prairie du Chien Blackhawks. So with the play, it moves all the way to the 37-yard line, Prairie du Chien's own. Bangor leading Hillsboro 53-15, beginning of the fourth quarter. Iowa Grant 23, Riverdale 6, third quarter. Again, Ithaca winning 35-6 over New Lisbon tonight. So it wasn't an automatic first down, was it? 15-yard penalty, and it's still shy a little bit of the first down by about 2 yards. There's the snap, running play up the gut. First down, there it is. Prairie du Chien, Darian Jackson out to the 50-yard line with an 8-yard gain. Following some good blocking up the middle there by 61 Weston Marks. And it's a Prairie first down. They keep the ball. They've had it since the start of this second half. Prairie du Chien in committee. WIA will release the groups of teams, the regional groups, a little bit later on tonight, and then the reveal show tomorrow statewide. I believe it's on Channel 27 out of Madison, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Snap from center, trying to go left is Jackson. He gets around the corner on the Hornets, first down, and then pushes into right around the 36, down to the 35 of Richland Center, and Prairie moves the chains again. Prairie team with a lot of weapons, and Jackson certainly one of them. He is doing a good job, and Prairie doing a good job of getting around the corners for the Hornets. Richland Center unable to seal it, and Prairie taking advantage. Caden Sutter ushers in the play from the far sideline. Blackhawks up to the first down marker from the 39 of Richland Center. Sutter under center. There's the snap. Handoff. Running play. Up the gut. Prairie down to the 31 with one streak. Gain of about 7 yards. That was Cheeseboro with the carry. So they'll mark him about 3 yards short of first down. Brady Dosh on the stop. Kaizen Schwitzenberg, some of the usual characters for Richland Center. Nakusa leads Mauston 30-0 in the third quarter. Darlington up on Belleville 43-7. That's in the fourth quarter as well. Our game rolling along. 6:40 remaining in the third. Barry Duchene on the march. This is the opening drive of the half. They accepted the kickoff, and they've had the ball ever since. Handoff going for a running play for Jackson. Jackson puts the shoulder down, gets across the 30 to the Richland Center 29-yard line, perhaps. Tackle made by Dosh and company, and a third down play coming up. Brady Dosh, captain of the defense. Hornets trying to dig in here. Try to get the ball back. Prairie has had it now half of the third quarter. 6 minutes remaining. Prairie up to the line. One man wide to the near side, to the far side, out of the I formation, handoff halfback. And Jackson is gobbled up by a hive of Hornets. Got to the 30 and then driven back. He is held from getting the first down. Hornets make a super play. Coming up the middle, Blake Muller among them, Brady Dosh, and Jake Schlom. And so fourth down, Prairie Duchene has about 2 yards to go. Ball just shy of the Richland Center 30. Big call by Prairie, big play by the Hornet defense. Here we go. Prairie up to the football for a fourth down play, awaiting the snap from center. Center will operate under center. He hands off left side. They've got a first down. Keeping the legs going is Jackson down to the 24-yard line. Gain of 6 yards, and the Prairie moves the chains. Tackle made by Brady Dosh. Jackson brought down. And Prairie continues to gobble up the clock. Less than 5 minutes remaining in the quarter. Prairie leading it 28-22. Trying to increase that lead. The rain has stopped. That's a good thing. First and 10, Prairie from the 24 of Richland Center. A pitch, running play going left. Mason Hurd breaks the corner and now is going to be ushered out of bounds by the Hornets. Right around the first down. So Hurd with a good head of steam. Prairie's doing a good job of getting around the corners, using some really good quickness. And yes, they'll move the chains again. Down to the 14 of Richland Center. A drive that started all the way back at Prairie Duchene's 20-yard line, but they're just kind of methodically cutting up the field here and getting ready. They're in the red zone. Red zone is sponsored by Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. No leaks, no fumbles, just results. Hornets trying to cause a fumble, perhaps. Here's a handoff in the backfield. Spinning is Lant, and now he is going to be brought down after a gain of about 2 yards. Did he get enough for a first down? And it looks like he did. Brady Dosh in the bottom of the pile again, along with Jake Schlom. First down. So it's a first and 10 for Prairie Duchene in Richland Center territory. 3:40 remaining in this third quarter. Incredibly, Prairie has had the ball the entire time since the halftime intermission. Prairie with the ball inside the Richland Center 15-yard line. Kimbler set to snap the ball. Sutter, the quarterback, under center, out of the I formation. Horace showed blitz, and I believe somebody may have gotten offsides. Offsides is the call against the Hornets. 5-yard penalty. Takes the ball inside the Richland Center 10-yard line to the 9. So that's where it is marked. First and 5 for Prairie. Blackhawks setting up in committee. Caden Sutter joins them, the quarterback from the far side. And now he is up to the football. Hurd and Lant on the wide side. Sutter will operate out of the shotgun. He's under center. There's the snap. Hand off to the halfback. And Jackson cuts left side down around the 5. Close to a first down. He is a tough character getting around that outside. Tackle by Sean Kolsch of Richland Center and Blake Muller, and down to 2:35 remaining in the third quarter. They have not marked it as a first down. It is not. Second down and less than a yard inside the 5-yard line of Richland Center. Prairie Duchene trying to add to its lead right here. Hornets backing and backing, trying to slow them down here. Hoping to force a turnover or something. Turn them away. Second down and short yardage inside the Richland Center 4-yard line. Second down. Awaiting the snap is the QB. There it is. Hands off, and Jackson cuts the corner. He is down around the goal line. He's still moving, and he is in for a score. Prairie scores again to go up 34-22. Touchdown by Darian Jackson. That'll go down as a 4-yard run, and we'll see what Prairie does here. Up now in the ball game by a total of 12 points, and they may indeed decide to kick it. A minute 54 remaining in the third. Prairie had the ball the entire time here in the quarter. They'll talk about it now. Prairie Duchene up to the football. They're going to go for two. Out of the eye, coming up to the line is Caden Sutter. There's the snap from center, and he's back to throw. Rolls to the left. He's got an easy throw to the end zone for the score. Deacon Cheeseborough hauls it in, and that makes it 36-22. Prairie Duchene, a minute 54 remaining in the third, here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Family Prescription Center. Where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700, open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
Richland Center will accept the kickoff with a minute 54 remaining in the third quarter. Prairie now leading it by 14, 36-22. And their run of points now totaling 29 in a row. Here comes the whistle, and Garrett DeHart will make it to the ball. Boots this one wide to the left. It rolls and bounces and then goes out of bounds inside the 5-yard line. So Prairie Duchene going to be penalized. We'll see if the Hornets make him kick it again. They did last time. Richland Center, I think, is going to accept the football though, at the 30-yard line. Or is it 35, excuse me. That's where RC will take over. Hornets offense coming out to snap the football will be the center, Devin Harris. Gauld and also Baru are the guards, and the tackles, Gauld, Bosworth and Gauld, Bindle and Baru on the line. The center is Devin Harris. Jaden Shep, the quarterback, Bronson Perkins in the backfield along with Brady Dosh. Wide receivers include Brenton Baker, Will Weiss, Kaizen Schwitzenberg, and occasionally Liam Fingerson. Awaiting the snap from center, Jaden Shep, there it is, handoff, halfback. Brady Dosh hit in the backfield and dropped. 2 yard loss on a big defensive play by the Prairie Blackhawks. Number 59, Elias Kimbler. The Hornets lose a couple of yards. So the Hornets back in the huddle, trying to get something going. Clock rolling, a minute 29 remaining here in the third quarter. Prairie leading 36-22 in Southwest Conference action here on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Football Friday night coming up following the play-by-play account of this one this evening. Shep will operate out of the shotgun, second and 12 from the 33 of Richland Center. Shep back to throw, dances from the pocket, and he's going to be spun around and dropped at the 30-yard line. Pocket broke down, and Shep brought down. That was 52, Stephen Duha, who got him, and that'll make it.